Ladies and gentlemen, eWrestling.org would like to thank all the people in attendance tonight and the millions watching at home for your support. Kindly remember, anyone throwing objects towards the wrestlers or entering the ringside area will immediately be ejected from the arena. WWA would like to thank its fans, both international and domestic, for making us the number one wrestling federation in the world today. Thank you for your cooperation and enjoy the show.
Thank you for joining us here at eWrestling.org's iPay-Per-View Changes. I'm the Promo Machine, and what a year we've had in 2005 thus far. To briefly recap, we've seen the extinction of the Black Knights at the hands of the World Heavyweight Champion Rick Righteous, and we've also witnessed the return of the Boy Wonder, Daryl Bazaar. Also, we've seen returning to eWrestling.org Todd Knight, Sam Mattis, Billy Ray, Derek Parks, and Lee Real. But the man we're all buzzing about has to be true greatness Mike Morrison. Time and time again, this guy has been inches away from winning the World Heavyweight title. But for some reasons, and reasons I cannot say right now, Mike Morrison has been held back from the world title picture. And I think tonight, we might just get some answers as to why that is. Also, Morrison has tossed his world television title belt to the side in hopes that his gesture will show WWE President Scott Champion that no matter who the world champion is, true greatness Mike Morrison is more than willing to step up to the plate. But enough of Mike Morrison, because after a miraculous recovery from a severely broken leg, once again at the hands of Rick Righteous, WWA Heavyweight Champion Lee Real will finally get his chance in our main event of the evening to become World Heavyweight Champion. I have personally spoken to Warren Hayes, Rick Righteous's advisor, and the rumors are indeed true. Rick Righteous, the World Heavyweight Champion, has indeed suffered a horrible hearing loss, and word from Camp Righteous is right now, Rick just wants to kick the crap out of Absolutely Real. Speaking of ass kickings and pure hatred, what do you think is going to happen when the eWrestling.org owner, Mr. Petit, enters into a 15-foot-high grinder steel cage and looks across from him and sees his opponent, the Boy Wonder, Daryl Bazaar? You know, folks, where do I begin on this one? In 1999, Petit and Bazaar were like two peas in a pod. Then Bazaar was fired from BACW and the relationship went to hell in a handbasket. Petit accused Bazaar of trying to destroy BACW, and Bazaar fired back with words of Petit's jealousy that no matter how much Petit tried, Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh just couldn't unseat Bazaar from his heavyweight perch. The two exchanged barbs in one of the most fierce war of words in wrestling history. And for the majority of the year, they went at it until the feud finally boiled down and simmered away. It was then in late 2004 that Mr. Petit would come out with the truth. He would clear Daryl Bazaar's name and offer Daryl Bazaar a new contract to wrestle here in WWA. Bazaar did accept that and returned to WWA and challenged his arch rival Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh right off the bat. And unbeknownst to us, Bazaar had returned with one hidden clause in that contract. Yes, folks, Mr. Petit had agreed to wrestle Bazaar in a loser leaves WWA for 90 days if Bazaar was able to rid Petit of the Black Knights and specifically Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh. Petit had turned his back on Kavanaugh because he felt Kavanaugh was shot and his career was over. Well, as you can see, the Black Knights are indeed dead, and Daryl Bazov has finally gotten his wish. 5 long years, Daryl Bazov has waited for this moment, and if you think for 1 second he's going to take it easy on Mr. Batty, well, you've got another thing coming. And if you thought Mr. Batty versus Daryl Bazov was the only brutal match on the card, wait until Mike Morrison, Derek Parks, and Chris Ross all battle outside this ring on that pile of dirt in an Anything Goes Buried Alive bout. Now, we've all read on the internet that this is probably Chris Ross's last match in WWE due to an injury. And the question is, if Chris Ross is going to lose, how is he going to do it? On the other hand, Mike Morrison is looking for this match to finally put an end to both his feud with Parks and Ross. In fact, Morrison said forget about Ross, because when the night's over, he's not only going to bury Derek Cheapshot Parks 6 feet under, but he's going to embarrass Parks to the point where Derek will never show his face in eWrestling.org ever again. And speaking of buried alive, I asked Sarah Richards if she would consider changing her alliance should Parks be run out of WWE by Morrison. And all I got from that question was her calling me a dumbass. Well, I guess monkey see, monkey do. And finally, we're going to see the world premiere of Ulbryk as he gets into the ring after a brief retirement in a fatal four-way against Mike Johnson, Joel Saunders, and Matt McLean. Looking at these four men, I can only say this. McLean is a nut. Saunders is an age nut. And Mike Johnson is a hardcore nut. And I guess it's safe to say, after seeing a couple of Ulbryk's interviews, that Ulbryk isn't wound too tight either. I expect this one to get out of control immediately and contain a lot of hard-hitting moves. Who's got the upper hand in this made-for-TV clusterfuck? I just don't know. Folks, I'm sorry to interrupt our opening, but I've just been told that Exxon roving reporter Candace Hoffman has gotten into the locker room of San Natis, and she's looking for an interview. Apparently, Candace isn't afraid to see the BACW hardcore icon in his birthday suit, because I hear he's actually in the shower. Let's hope the censor bars have their finger on the button, because you know when Sam gets the mic, there's no telling what this guy is going to say or do. Take it away, Candace!